from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is not a negotiation.
I understand.
This is a mandate.
I'm just asking to be heard.
It is a mandate.
I understand that! I understand that! I lived my life by your mandates. I dedicated my life to your mandates. I only ever did what you asked of me, what you told me to be and trained me to do, and I did it. And I did it well.
From The Falcon and the Winter Soldier comes that clip. Wyatt Russell, now on the Wester Hotline. Our first actor that I can remember having on the show, at least since I've been sitting in this chair. Morning, Wyatt. Thanks for coming on.
All right. How's it going?
It's going pretty well. A lot to get into with you that I'm excited about. Hockey, among other things. The acting career as well. But you're in town?
I'm in town, yeah. I'm here visiting my partner and bud, Rich Pete, who lives on Lake Canisius in Geneseo. Canisius Lake, sorry. It's a distinction I need to figure out. and we're doing a little, like, you know, fun Western New York tour for Lake Hour, the canned cocktail that we created, the home of Lake Hours right here in Western New York, proud to be. And, yeah, we're having a good time catching up and just visiting accounts and saying hi to people, coming on shows and letting people know about the amazing drink that we created and all the fun stuff.
We're getting Wyatt back on the ice Sunday. I'm pulling him out of retirement.
Terrified about.
Wait, we need to get him. Wait, all Rich, right. We need to get Wyatt back. We need to get Wyatt on the 11-day power play next year. That's what he needs to be.
I know. We need to get.
Yeah, I love that idea.
I have not put on. My last game was in Holland when I was 24, and I didn't want to. It was like, you know, minor professional hockey, and I didn't want to pay like the $160 to bring my gear back. So I literally gave all of my gear, signed it to the kids, and like gave my gear away. They're like, I'm never playing hockey again, at least goalie. and then the only time I put pads back on was 13 years later. They wanted me to do this like all-star breakaway competition, and my buddy Cam Talbot, who made the all-star team that year, was there. So I was like, okay, I'll get back on the ice and see Cam again. And of course, like, got embarrassed by Trevor Zegras with like the world's most insane move. But
yeah, when he was blindfolded during that all-star game, when Zegras did the blindfolded penalty shot, Wyatt was in goal for that.
Yeah,
yeah. Is that your partner, by the way, Richard Pete there?
Yes. Hello. Yeah. Hi.
Hey. Hey, Richard.
Hi, Rich.
Yeah. So we'll get in. I want to get a follow up on the hockey there. But yeah, Lake Hour new can cocktail, which is my go to. So I'm very excited to talk with you guys now on this vodka, tequila. It's a bunch of different flavors. So we'll get into more on that as well. How rusty are you if you put on the pads tomorrow? And also, is that what he means when you're getting back on the ice, or are you putting skates on and just skating around?
We haven't, like, I haven't signed on any dotted lines yet.
Okay.
When I went back on the ice a couple years ago, I have a buddy, Teddy Purcell, used to play for the Kings, and he's a friend through a friend, and so I actually played against him when I played in the USHL, and I called him. I was like, can you just, like, shoot on me for, you know, half an hour, went down to the ring just to make me remember that I can do this? And I got back on, and it was like, oh, God, okay. I remember, I was like walking. You spend, like, you know, 90% of your life on the ice. And so I was like, oh, I can do this. And there was a 7-year-old that was out there. And I was like, yeah, I'll get take some shots from the kids. And I, like, went in the net, figured out where I was. And then he shot and scored the first shot at, like, just some, like, you know, floater. And I realized, like, I'm 17 feet out of position. Like, I have no idea where I am. I can look like I know what I'm doing, but I'm lost on the ice now. But I think I could figure it out. I think I could, you know, you could throw me in there as an emergency backup, and I might let in less than 10.
Mm-hmm. We have a beer league team Lake Hour that plays on Sundays at ESL or Bill Gray's. And we let in 13 this past weekend. So that's the barometer why I just need to let in less than 13.
Now, Wyatt, you were born in 86, but, you know, I'm 51. I remember the first movie I remember your dad playing in, I was very young, was Escape from New York. He played a character named Snake, right? It was a great movie. I love Escape from New York. I was a young kid watching this. Really cool. What is your entry point of your dad's acting career?
Used Cars is a movie I don't know if you guys have seen. He was like, maybe he was 30, 29. He's like, it was before Escape from New York, so maybe he was like 28. And it's this class, it's Bob Zemeckis' second movie. And it's to me, we had a lake cottage in Muskoka, Ontario, which is, like, you know, just across the border. That's where I grew up. Every summer for 3 months, we'd go there from the time I was like 5 to like 27 years old. And that was my, every good thing that ever happened to me there, happened there. And we had, like, only VHS. We didn't have TV. And for whatever reason, they had Used Cars as a VHS. And I wore that tape out, and I thought it was the funniest movie I've ever seen. And it's, like, definitely informed a lot of my humor. It is also, like, the closest movie that my dad's done to his humor. It's like a that's my entry point. It's a classic movie. It's one of my favorite movies, and I have to say that's my entry point.
Okay. I might be off on timing here, so this might not be how it happened, but is your interest in hockey at all connected to your dad filming Miracle?
No, so, like, that was done in 2003 or 2004, I believe, in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. By that point, I was 16, 17 years old, and I had moved to Vancouver to play junior hockey. I was playing on a team called the Richmond Sockeyes, and the interesting thing about that is they wanted me to play one of the goalies, like, not in the movie, like, as a special services character, I'm the guy who can actually play a goal. Mm-hmm. And it was during the season. So, of course, I was like, that's not what I'm here to do. But a couple of the guys from our team were on some of the other teams, like Team Sweden or Team Finland or Russia or whatever. And they would shoot after we played. So we'd go to, like, Abbotsford, which was, like, kind of this, like, old barn, an hour outside of Vancouver. We'd play. And then the whole crew would be there as, like, fans of the team. And then they'd come on after we were done playing. So it was like this funny thing where my dad would go to work literally at the rink that I just finished my game at. I'd go home and they'd shoot at the rink at night when the rink wasn't being used. So it was kind of a funny crossover.
Yeah. So how is your experience been then? Goon 2 also you were in. Like, in sports movies in general, like, how they're shot, because of course they look like it's just live action and it's like a real game. like how, I guess, coordinated or choreographed, I should say, is that? Or is it more loose than other scenes?
Well, one of the really interesting things about Miracle, like Goon 2 was very choreographed because Jay wanted to shoot it in a certain way. It was really cool and fun. I made the mistake of being like, I don't need the double for the morning. Like, they would shoot the real hockey players in the morning, and then the actors would go on in the afternoon, and I was like, nah, I'm good. Like, I'll do both. And then I realized, like, oh my God, I got to be in skates 12 hours a day. And like my feet were bleeding. And I was like, that was a really stupid decision. I'll never do that again. But what they did on Miracle, they started trying to do choreographed stuff. And then my dad and my goalie coach at the time, who was helping sort of like, you know, technical advise the show, were like, you're never going to get a real feeling if you don't play a real game. So what they would do is they would take both teams, and then my dad would be like, hey, whoever wins gets like a steak dinner on me or whatever. They put something on the game. And my dad would coach one team and like somebody else would coach the other, and they'd just play. And the director got really frustrated that it was like these set plays like aren't feeling real. And so they went out and were like, no, let's just play a game and play hard. And that's how it got the feeling of reality so yeah. well, and really any sports movie, because like they were really playing. And one of the requisites for being in the movie was like, if you hadn't played junior A hockey or like high level college hockey, like don't even come out. And so all those dudes were real hockey players. So it wasn't, there was no faking it. And it was, you could feel it, you know, and that's why that movie has such like a palpable feeling to it, is because they really like went at it.
All right. So I could be a little off on the history here. I think this is right. You tell me, though, and I know this is before you were born, but how cool is this? Speaking of hockey. So, I don't know if you know this, Joe. So Wyatt's mom is Goldie Hawn. Goldie Hawn was filming a movie in Buffalo with Burt Reynolds called Best Friends. While they were filming here, Wayne Gretzky broke the scoring record, the single-season scoring record in Buffalo, downtown. Your mom is in a famous picture after that game with Wayne Gretzky.
That is very true.
Wait.
Also,
yep.
I believe, now I could be wrong here, but this is a kind of a fun Buffalo connection. I believe the goal was scored on Don Edwards. It's possible.
He had a hat trick in the third period to score on Don Edwards. That is correct.
Okay, so Don Edwards then moved to Los Angeles. Don Edwards, great Buffalo goalie, won a Vezina trophy with Buffalo. He became my first real goalie coach because he lived in L.A. Wow. And then became the Kings goalie coach. And who played a really, I mean, truly can't overstate this enough, massive part in my hockey life. Like, he was sort of my entry point into real world hockey, where he was the one who was like, when I was 14 and I was, you know, good and playing in L.A., but L.A. at that time, you couldn't really go past 15 or 16. Now they have a great program. But back then, Don was like, you got to leave. You got to get out of here. It's either like Vancouver or Toronto, or you got to go somewhere else to continue with hockey. And so Don, great Buffalo goalie legend, he's a massive, massive part of my life.
So you're saying that picture of that is Burt Reynolds, Wayne Gretzky standing in front of the Sabre logo, that's the one you're
yes.
talking about?
Okay. That is right. That is Goldie Hawn. That's why it's mom.
Okay.
That's correct.
I have often said that I've referenced that picture and said no two cooler people have ever stood in front of the Sabres logo. I'm going to upgrade that to three cooler people then.
Love it.
I've never stood in front of the Sabres logo. That's awesome. So before we get to more on Lake Hour, recently I'm just getting into it, the first couple episodes, because I have one very nerdy obsession above sports, and that would be that I'm very into Godzilla movies. So Monarch on Apple TV is like a dream for me. I'm only a couple episodes in, though. For that series, is that the first time you've worked with your dad that often?
Yes.
Okay.
We'd worked together on other things, like sort of behind camera stuff that was more, you know, I guess business related, but not full on creatively doing a film or TV together. It was just something we like stayed away from. My family's been that way forever. It's like, hey, you do what you do, figure it out on your own. I'll do what I do, and, you know, like, see where the chips fall. That seems to work better that way. And so we just got offered a million things always because it was like father, son, and it's perfect. And you're like, okay, yeah, it's all low-hanging fruit. Nothing was interesting. And this came along, and it was just such a good idea where it was like, you're going to play the same character in different timelines, and it's Godzilla. It was a big thing. We knew that, like, Apple was going to push it. We knew the monsters were going to be great. I also knew that if I sucked, like, people would be like, the monster's awesome. Wyatt Russell's terrible. I had a backstop. But we really tried to make it great, and it was the first time we got to work together. We had a blast. It was so much fun. We're ready to go do season two now in Australia in a few weeks.
All right.
But it was, it was just like a really interesting experience. Some of it was very, very difficult, I won't lie, but that was like kind of part of the beauty in it, where you get to work with your dad in a capacity that wasn't, you know, like your dad. You're really working as a team separately from your relationship, just trying to make something good. And we both realized, like, well, we work very similarly, and, you know, like, our personalities are very similar when it comes to work, where it's, you know, it's all business and we're trying to make the best thing possible. So we had a nice connecting bonding over that. And then the press tour was honestly where we really got to spend a lot of time together. Like we said, we hadn't spent that much time together since I was probably 13 in a hockey tournament.
Yeah.
So that was actually pretty fun. But we're looking forward to season two. We'll see it shaping up really good. Got the scripts, love them. And, you know, it'll be exciting.
Love it. Go ahead, Sal.
I want to ask about your partner, Rich Pete, who's a big Bills fan. And you guys are in this venture together with Lakehour, which we'll talk about here and touch on before we let you go. Has he gotten you into the Bills? Are you part of Bills Mafia now, Wyatt?
I can't say that I am part of the Bills Mafia because I am unfortunately a Denver Broncos fan.
Oh, I knew you were from Buffalo. I thought you were a Bills Mafia. Right, I'm sorry.
There are worse answers than that.
That was Wyatt. Wyatt is a Broncos fan. Rich is diehard.
Oh, Wyatt is. Okay. Rich, you are, though, right?
Yeah. Wyatt's Broncos.
Okay,
yeah,
good. I'm glad I got that right. Thank you. Sorry about that. Sorry, guys.
But yeah, when the Broncos were stinking last year, Wyatt was definitely coming over to the Bills Mafia. And then, you know, sort of like midway season, all of a sudden it looked like the Broncos were going to make the playoffs and the Bills weren't. And so he went back Broncos.
One of the things I've found is you hear about the Bills Mafia, like, you know, your whole life as a football fan. And then I was in Lake Arrowhead, California, taking my 3.5-year-old skiing. And I hear this woman talking about Josh Allen, and I was like, oh, you know, kind of like, now I knew a little bit about Buffalo football and how, you know, how well it traveled. And then she started going in. She's like, I'm Bills Mafia and this and that. She had like a Bills shirt underneath. She was a ski instructor underneath. And I was like, oh my God, like the Bills Mafia travels like absolutely no sports team I know. Like, it's crazy. So that part that has been an education to me of like how incredible Bills fans like really actually are. And being here now, like, you just see all the billboards and the support for the team and how, like, you know, it's really awesome to see. Like, we don't have that in LA, obviously. Like, it's just sort of, you know, like, we're a bandwagon city. And so being here with people that really actually like take to the team like that, it's really special.
Yeah. Lakehour, Wyatt and Rich started Canned Cocktails. It's a new one out there. Why did you guys decide to get into it?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
over
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We were, this is Rich here, yeah, we had our wives were best friends, and we're trying to get Y and I to be friends for years, and we you know, we're both in our 30s and new dads and felt like we didn't need any new friends, and then we're on, like, a group family trip a couple years ago. Both had been, like, IPA drinkers, but we're just feeling kind of, like, weighed down, and there were a few of the other brands that just had, like, you know, this skinny cans and were overly sweet or syrupy. And we were just surprised that, like, something didn't exist that was marketed towards us was more, like, authentic to, like, a vodka soda or a tequila soda, where it was more subtle and refreshing. So we looked to, like, old Jenny Cream Ale cans or Hams out of Wisconsin, and just looked at those Labatts, like, early Labatt cans, and just looked at that inspiration for, like, the design of the cans.
And then really, like, a lot of these things, I don't know if you guys have tried ones, but, like, I never had one because I was like, they're just not for me. And I don't like the aftertaste. They use fake sugar. It's not my jam. And then we were like, well, we can make one that tastes good. Like, there's got to be a way. And so when we started tasting all of these different flavor combinations, it was like, well, we don't want another black cherry. We don't want another pineapple. And we want something that actually, like, can appeal to the IPA drinker or the beer drinker, where it's like 5%, it's easy to drink, and you don't have the funky aftertaste that appeals to, like, I don't know, I just don't get the aftertaste effect. And so we really, really tried hard to make it and really wanted to make it personal to us. So we have, like, our lake houses are on the can. My grandfather flew a float plane for Al Capone in, like, in the 20s and 30s.
What?
Yeah, we put him on. Yeah, he was, my whole family's from Maine, like, very northern Maine, and they owned a hunting and fishing camp on a lake, Lake Kennebago, that my great-grandfather Buddy, was a World War II pilot, and he was actually the first float plane operator in Maine. It's pretty cool. His pilot's license is number, like, 167, signed by Orville Wright. We have it. He's, like, a kind of a legendary aviation guy. And so we put him on the plane, on the can, his plane on the can, and, like, wanted to just make it personal because it's not from a company. You know, it's not from a conglomerate. Like, it were two idiots who started a drink company and you know, want to make something that people can connect to, and there's a story to tell behind it, and this is our life. Like, when I'm literally looking at Rich's lake right now, as he lives on it, and I live on a lake in Lake Arrowhead in Los Angeles and grew up on lakes. Like, that's our life. It is really a part of us. So
that's awesome. Be fun to, well, listen, do something around it. Anybody who listens to the radio and listens to me knows I'm not a beer drinker. Like, I've never enjoyed the taste of beer. It's never been my thing. I like seltzers. I like these kinds of mixes, and I've tried Lake Hour. Rich had me sample some, and I said, yes, this is for me. I like it. The watermelon cucumber, the rosemary yuzu, peach jasmine, honeysuckle ginger. It's right up my alley. I know that. So it's very cool. So I'm glad that there's stuff out there like this, and there's a lot more stuff like this, but this is a very unique taste that you guys have.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Sal.
Yeah.
And here, like, you know, Western New Yorkers are very loyal to local brands and local drinks. And we've really just, like, felt the support in Buffalo and Rochester, Syracuse, like all over the area. It's been, our number one territory that we've been selling in. And, yeah, we just have definitely been feeling the local love for sure.
Yeah.
Love it. Where can you get Lake Hour, and where can you get more information on it?
You can definitely go to Drink Lake Hour. Our Instagram is at Drink Lake Hour, and we've, you know, do all kinds of fun merch drops, and, you know, we're tasting around Buffalo tomorrow. We were in Rochester today at Century Wines and Pinnacle Liquor. You can go on our website, and there's a brand finder. You can type in your address. It'll show you the closest location you can get it. We're at a lot of bars and restaurants, which is kind of incredible for these drinks, but you know, people really like the taste, and it's a good beer replacement if you're not feeling the beer vibes when you go in. But, like, yeah, you can find us at your local spot if you go on the brand finder on the website. Go to lakehour.com.
Yeah, and tomorrow we'll be at Colonial Wine and Spirits, Southtown, Beltline Brewing, Addie's, El Punta, and then we're doing a happy hour at awesome. More Room. At the end of the day. Wow. And then there's the new pool, that pool bar that opened up, Soul, Our buddy Simon is a part of, and they sell Lake Hour over there as well.
More Room, you said you're there tomorrow?
Yep, we'll be there tomorrow at More Room.
All right. I think I might stop by then. That's right. That's my neck.
Not far from my house either. Yeah,
that's one of my go-tos. So, all right. I'll be at More Room tomorrow then. I'll try one.
Right on. Yeah, very cool.
Perfect opportunity. Guys, thanks for coming on. Wyatt and LakeHour.com. It was the site. Yeah, Rich as well. But LakeHour.com was the site.
That's why I made sure. And Drink Lake Hour, at Drink Lake Hour for our Instagram for all the fun updates.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
Go Bills.
Go Bills. Thanks, guys.
Bye, guys. Later.
All right. Cool.
One final note about that story we told. I want to get to when we come back, because that is super cool, that story about that Wayne Gretzky thing, isn't it?
Yes. We'll do that in Extendo Sports right after this time out here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.